Now, it's not only important to be fit spiritually, but to be fit physically as well, something which I'm sure everyone taking part in Falmouth's half marathon today will be physically fit at least. BBC Radio Cornwall's Zach Stanley, fit as a fiddle, is in Falmouth. Good morning, Zach.
Hi there. Good morning, Dennis. Yes, I'm here on the moor, ready for the start of Falmouth's first half marathon. Now, the town has really picked up a pace in recent years with huge festivals and markets at places like Event Square at the other end of the town and on Falmouth's moor, named as such because it's the area where ships used to dock when they visited the ancient port. And that's where the marathon gets underway today. Now, joining me this morning is Town Centre Manager Richard Gates. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Zach.
Now, Falmouth's on a bit of a run at the moment, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, we always have, as you know yourself, Zach, a busy events calendar, but 2012 is phenomenal. So much going on. Obviously, when we set these things up and today, there's practically 400 runners for today for the half marathon on an absolutely glorious day. I mean, we can't ask for better weather, really. So there's a real buzz around us. There always is. We're always trying to do more things that will generate footfall into the town. Helps the businesses as well, but very much from an atmosphere and the locals enjoying what we've got to offer.
Now, it's all part of a kind of bigger event, the Spring Festival. But what's driving all this energy that's bringing more bigger and better events to Falmouth?
Well, the Spring Festival is headed up by the other Richard that you, I'm sure, will hear from time to time, Richard Wilcox, and that's the Business Improvement District. And the key thing between the two of us is that we very much are trying to do as many events and festivals, and it's important to say that it's not just us that do it, there are lots of other people, but we're trying to go on the 12-month economy analogy, really. So we're trying to get events throughout the calendar year. We had free parking recently in February, and then we'll move on. Of course, we've got the Olympic Torch and the Finn Gold Cup, which I'm very busy organising and different things at the moment, and then moving on through Fowl River Festival, Falmouth Week, Sea Shanty, Oyster Festival. There's lots, you know, it's too many to mention now.
A busy year, a very busy year, and a very busy morning here. Now, I've just been wandering around and seeing all the different people. There's lots of different groups here today getting set up, just looking over at a little marquee where some sports therapy students are giving some of the early risers, some of the runners that are here early, a bit of a massage. But just tell us a bit more about the course, because it's quite a scenic route, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, it's Cornwall Hospice Care that have organised this, and we obviously work very closely with them and go through everything, and it's actually going out towards along Mainport, Swanpool, along the coast road, and then out to Moreland Smith, and then back. It's quite a challenging course, in fairness, but as I said, a half marathon, comes back via Penryn and then back to the moor for the finish.
Okay, Richard, now I actually had a chance to catch up with one of today's runners a little earlier this morning to find out how one prepares for a half marathon. Okay, so here I am at the home of local lad Alex Brennan, who's running today. How are you feeling this morning, Alex?
Yeah, a bit sleepy. Not so used to getting up quite so early, but yeah, super keen for it.
Why did you decide you wanted to do a half marathon?
Well, I had a friend who showed me that the half marathon was coming up, and I'd been in training for an event similar, so it just seemed a good time to really put it all together and have a crack at one.
Now, training. What kind of training do you do to prepare for something like this?
I've been swimming most days, trying to get a mile done in the pool, trying to do some sprint trainings, and then once a week do a 10 to 30 mile run a week.
So you've actually already done a half marathon?
Yeah, I've done a distance a few times, just not under race conditions, and certainly not under or on such a course, tough course as this.
Why is it such a tough course?
The course is all uphill. There's a few downhills, but the downhills are very short and sharp, and the uphills are all very long and gradual, so it's going to be pretty brutal.
Do you think it's going to be different running with a big group of people, some 200 or 300 people, compared to, you know, out running by yourself with some headphones on?
Yeah, definitely. I think, if nothing else, having lots of people around means we shouldn't get lost, should be able to stay on the track quite easily.
Do you think healthy hobbies like running and triathlons are making a comeback?
Yeah, I think triathlon at the moment is one of the biggest growth sports. If you notice, there's shops cropping up all over the country, it's Truro particularly, and it just seems to be a really big health drive going on in England, whether or not it's to do with the Olympics, but it's definitely on the up.
And what are your hopes for today? Do you have any ideas? Do you have any predictions for a time?
As long as I get under the course average, I'll be happy.
And what's that?
The course average is 2 hours, 6 minutes, so as long as I get in underneath that time, I'll be happy.
Well, best of luck to you, Alex Brennan, and all the other runners today.
Thank you very much.
That was local runner Alex Brennan at home, very sleepy, speaking to me a little earlier today. And I've just been speaking with Town Centre Manager Richard Gates. So good luck to all the runners here today. I'm sure it'll be a lovely day for them. Dennis.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Zach Stanley. He'll also be telling us more how it's all going with Julie Scantlebury between 9 and 12 here on BBC Radio.